Okay, our friends. So we would like to say Happy Thanksgiving. It is a very special holiday here in the United States of America. And so we want to talk a little bit about what Thanksgiving is. We're going to give you a little bit of history, my friends. So the story that I've got for us today has got some words in it that you have never heard of before, I'm going to guess. And the name of the story is Kipanamuk. And it has a subtitle, because Kipanamuk may not be a word you're familiar with. Kipanamuk means the time of harvest. And the subtitle is Wiachamun's Thanksgiving Story. Now, Wiachamun, it has a meaning. It means corn. And both of those words, Kipanamuk and Wiachamun, are words that are spoken by the Wampanoag people. The Wampanoag people are a first people's tribe, okay? And that means the people of the first light. Now, why am I saying that? Well, let me tell you this before we read the story. The authors have put a little paragraph at the beginning of the book to explain what's going on. And here's what they say. This is the tale of the harvest feast shared by the newcomers with the Wampanoag people in 1621. The newcomers arrived in what is now Plymouth, Massachusetts, and colonized the ancestral homeland of the Wampanoag tribes. At the time of this first Thanksgiving, many tribes lived in the same area. They are often known as Indians or Native Americans, but in this story, we will call them the first peoples because they were the first people to live on this land. The Wampanoag people hunt and fish and raise the three sisters, which are corn, beans, and squash. But they go well together, so like sisters, that's what they call them. Over time, the first peoples developed deep knowledge about the ways that many plants, which they would call medicine, help bodies and minds stay healthy. All of this to say, it's a very good thing these first peoples were there to help. Let's hear what they have to say. So today's story is read by Mommy and Squeak. Are you a little mouse? I have a squeaky little partner here with me today. I think he wants to get on with his Thanksgiving dinner. Hold on. He's an ender mouse. Aww. He is very hungry and ready for his Thanksgiving meal. So we should get on with this story, shouldn't we? Okay, here we go. Are you ready? Okay.
I love your garden this time of year, said Maple.
Me too. What shall we pick for lunch?
And now here's a fun word, nukamas. Nukamas. In the picture, we can see who nukamas is.
Me too. What shall we pick for lunch?
Nukamas asked.
How about crab apples?
Maple suggested.
No, choke cherries.
Quill shouted.
Those are both good medicine,
Nukamas said.
How about some Wiachamun as well?
So, can you tell us who Nukamas is? Can you explain who that might be? That is right. My cute little mouse says it looks like Nukamas is the grandma and Quill and Maple are the grandchildren, and he is right. That is exactly what we're seeing here today. Two grandchildren and their grandma.
Yes, Maple replied. She's such a good sister to Beans and Squash.
The three sisters, they grow together,
Quill added.
You're right. They feed people all over Turtle Island,
Newcomus said.
And they have many stories to tell. Can you tell us a story?
Quill asked.
How about the time Weachimon asked our Wampanoag ancestors to help the pilgrims?
Newcomus replied.
The first Thanksgiving?
Maple asked.
Some people call it that,
Newcomus said.
But we call it Kipunamuk, the time of harvest. Here's what really happened. One frosty fall morning, a long time ago, a large boat with white sails approached the shore. Seagull circled above the boat, squawking.
No people are coming. No people are coming.
Hearing the news, Weachman stretched her weary ears toward the sky.
Who are these new people? She asked.
2 winters had passed since many of the first peoples who cared for Weachman passed on to the spirit world. Those who were not taken by sickness found new homes to ease their heavy hearts and rebuild their lives. Weachimun feared this winter would be her last and called upon Fox for help. Fox looked up at Weachimun.
Should we trust these newcomers?
He asked.
Stay close. And watch what they do, Weachimon told Fox.
Ooh, she's very smart. You know, if you watch people, you can try to discern whether or not they're trustworthy or not.
Fall turned to winter. Weachimon and the other plants fell asleep. Fox watched the newcomers come ashore. He watched as they made their way into the forest. He watched them enter an abandoned Watu.
What do you suppose a Watu is? Yeah, it's a traditional house. And it looks like it's been made out of some of the easier to find resources in the area. Wood and grasses and things like that that have been woven together.
He watched them take a cooking pot and a basket of Weachimon seeds.
Don't take us away, the seeds cried. We are waiting the first peoples to come back in spring to prepare our beds. We must grow first.
But the newcomers could not hear the seeds. Their ears did not know the voices of the land. Fox watched the newcomers build homes on top of an empty village. He watched as they searched for food, but they could never find enough to eat. Many of the newcomers lost mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters during the long, cold winter. The first peoples watched as well. News traveled fast among nearby tribes that newcomers had arrived. Nobody was sure what to make of them. For many years, others had traveled across the sea to hunt and fish and trade, and some were friendly and some were not. These new people seemed different. They were here to stay. Winter turned into spring. The sun warmed the earth. The newcomers continued their search for food. Weachman awoke from her long slumber and thanked the Creator for another season. She and her sisters, Beans and Squash, pushed through the ground and reached toward the sky. Fox
returned to share what he had seen. "These newcomers are hungry," Fox told the three sisters. "They took Weachimon's seeds, but they don't know how to help them grow." Other animals came to hear what Fox had to say.
"We should help," Weachimon said.
"I agree," Beans said. "Our home is their home now."
"I think we should too," said Squash. "People help us grow."
"We must help,"
Deer said.
"We agree to feed the people. In return, they care for the home we share."
"I wouldn't," said Fox. "The newcomers don't know our world."
"Sometimes new people can seem scary,"
Rabbit said.
"The Creator tells us to help all living things. This is how the world works."
"Yes,"
Duck and Turkey agreed.
"It's settled," said Weachimon. "We will send the first peoples to help the newcomers."
Over the next few nights, Weachimon sent dreams to the first people with a message.
Bring me and my sisters to the newcomers. They are hungry and need help."
The first peoples listened. Their leader, Osamiquan, visited the newcomers. He could see that they wanted peace. Osamiquan introduced the newcomers to Tisquantum. Spring turned into summer. Tisquantum showed the newcomers how to raise Weachimon and her sisters, Beans and Squash. He taught the newcomers how to feed fish and seaweed to Weachimon to help her grow. Did you know that you have to feed your plants to help them grow? You do. Soon Weachimon's seeds pushed through the earth and climbed toward the sky. Beans wrapped around Weachimon's strong stalks. Squash stretched her vines across the ground, keeping Weachimon's bed cool and moist. Summer turned to fall. Weachimon brimmed with food. So did Beans and Squash. Weachimon smiled as the newcomers thanked Tisquantum and the First Peoples for their help. Kipanamuk, the time of harvest had come. The newcomers prepared a feast to celebrate the first year in their new home. They fired muskets in celebration. Boom, boom, boom. Osamiquan, warriors, and the other First Peoples arrived. They feasted for 3 days. That meal changed both our lives and theirs forever. Many people call it a day of thanksgiving. Many of our people call it a day of mourning.
That's different from what we learned in school, said Maple. It was Weachimon and the other beings of the land and the sea and the sky who made the newcomers' first harvest possible.
That's right, Nokomus said. That is why we pray before we eat.
Well, what did the newcomers and the ancestors eat, Nokomus?
Quill asked. Many things. Succotash, duck, turkey, rabbit, bee, deer, lobster, fish, pumpkins, cranberries, boiled bread, and nasamp. Nokomus said.
All this talk about food is making me hungry,
Maple said. Let's go make some lunch then, Nokomus laughed.
And we'll enjoy every bite,
said Quill. Well, my friends, at the end of this book, we can see all about the Wampanoag tribes and where they lived.
and how they tell stories, what kind of feasts they have, and how they have a tradition of giving thanks. And friends, we also have a tradition of giving thanks. That's what this is. This is a book that you absolutely should get, because I'll tell you another fun thing about it. At the very end of the book is a traditional recipe of the Wampanoag people, and it looks pretty delicious, if I do say so myself. And it's times like this that we have to say we are grateful that everyone on this planet comes from a place and a time where we could have all gotten along. And I hope someday we all can. And I hope that you guys have a happy Thanksgiving. And that, our friends, is the end.